Second Wednesday of the month, and here we are into April, and it's already the second Wednesday here on April 10th, and that means we're going to find out what some Rotary clubs have been up to. Today we're going specific to Sterling Noon Rotary, and here with all the information that we need to know, new location even for their meetings. From Sterling Noon Rotary, we're with Carrie Olson in studio. Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. I always love talking to Rotary members, and I always love to say, you know, it's a service above self, and Rotary is international. It's not just tucked away in a town here or there. It's global.
It's always impressive to see and hear what we're doing, you know, worldwide. And it is great, even in our little small community here, that we can have an impact internationally.
So, of course, you're closely associated, as we all know, with the United Way of Whiteside County. But how long have you been with the Sterling Noon Rotary, Carrie?
I've been with Sterling Noon Rotary for 3 years, and I was with the Dixon Rotary before that for a few years before.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, because you can have a United Way attachment over there in Lee County as well.
Yes, exactly.
Then you came our way. Lucky us.
Came over here and switched over to the Sterling Noon Rotary, and so I've been there ever since.
Wow. Got a couple of, meeting locations where you get together, and I'm kind of liking this one. Sterling Noon Rotary, where are they going to be?
We're going to be at Pizza Ranch.
Oh.
We have a new location. We used to meet at Candlelight in Sterling.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously, that's not going to work well anymore.
Oh, yeah.
So we need to come up with a new location. And so we tried several different places, but we felt Pizza Ranch was a good fit for us. They have a private room so we can meet there. And so, you know, we can control, you know, some of the sound, and it's a little bit easier. It's not a big, noisy restaurant because we have our own private room. And the great thing about Pizza Ranch is you can get what you want to eat. So you can get a full buffet, which is, as you would expect, everything is on there. Or if that's not interesting to you and you want something a bit lighter, you can just get the salad bar and the soup as well. So as people come in, they can get what they want and then head back to our room.
So Sterling Noon Rotary is going to be having these Tuesdays at noon, except the third Thursdays or Tuesdays. Something special happens there.
Yeah, we have a social. We call it our Club 505. So we meet shortly after 5 o'clock. Club 505, pretty creative,
wow.
Huh? So we meet and the different establishments, something different each month. And we just get together and hang out. Spouses are invited. Anyone else is welcome to join. It's just a nice casual get together where we can kind of have some social time. It's a good event.
So, if somebody's interested, let's say, in Sterling Noon Rotary or just Rotary in general, because there's more than one club, or maybe they're from out of town, they'd be more than welcome, purchase their lunch and join you at Pizza Ranch on one of these Tuesdays and find out more about Rotary.
Absolutely. We would love to have people come and see what Rotary is about. The Rotary, to many people, seems like it's a closed-door society or it's secret or we don't know what's happening there. Not the case at all. We are open to everyone, and we would love to have you come and join us and learn about what we're doing here in the community and in the world internationally, as you had said earlier. So we ask you come to Pizza Ranch, get your food, come back to our room, and we're going to start the meeting about 12:15, and we're going to do a couple of housekeeping duties that you would see at any other meeting. And one thing we always start with is the four-way test. This is the things that we think, say, or do. And these are really great things because you can apply them to your world, whether you're thinking about your home life or your work life. So the four-way test. Is it the truth? Is it fair to all concerned? Will it build goodwill and better friendships? And will it be beneficial to all concerned? Those are really great questions to kind of guide your life as a whole. And it's a great reminder that in Rotary, that's what we're working for. We're making sure that everything we do fits into that four-way test.
And then you've also have some guest speakers, some recent guest speakers. I know each and every one of these individuals, and what a great choice for speakers, and there's many more to come.
Yeah, we always have a speaker, and it shares what's happening in the community, highlights something new or something that's happening, or shares information that we may not otherwise know. Help everyone stay connected in our community. So recent people that we've had is Sarah Schlegel from PFLAG. They are an advocacy and support group for the LGBTQ community. We had Cheryl Faber with Relay for Life here in the Sauk Valley. And we had Cassandra Salmon from On-Call Imaging, the new imaging there in Rock Falls, kind of kitty corner from Casey's. Wow. So it's always great to hear what's going on. And, you know, sometimes we have a speaker that comes in. I'm like, I know this. I know what's going on. But regardless, every time I learn something new.
Of course.
So it's really good to have that. We do a little bit more club business. We have a little fun. We find out what's going on in the lives of the members of the club. And then, you know, we work on what's going to be happening the following week as well. So it's a really good experience, and we'd love to see if people wanted to come and try it out and see if it might be a good fit for themselves.
Plus, you know, I love the way this is working out. You're at a Pizza Ranch, then third Tuesdays, the 5:05, and then back to Pizza Ranch if there's a, you know, a following Tuesday after that.
It works well because you're at work and you're like, I've got the 5:05 meeting tonight. I gotta go. Sorry, it's time.
Wow.
So yes, it's a good group. It's very fun. And one thing that we will be doing later on this summer is we're going to be having the Rotary Corn Boil and Pork Chop Broil. And so,
very, very popular.
Very, very popular.
Now, are you able to say the location of where all this will be assembled?
It should be the same locations we've had in the previous years, downtown Sterling in the Farmers Market Pavilion.
Back in
there.
The pavilion, right.
Wow. And we're looking, I believe, we're going to have a new feature this year where you can order online. So I think that'll make it a little bit easier for everyone. But it's going to be the same food that you know and that you love. And, you know, it's a great fundraiser for us so that way we can support some of these organizations that are talking to us at our club and the things that are needed in the community and things that are needed internationally as well. You know, we're seeing a lot of crises in the world at the moment,
right.
And it's great that we can have a bit of an impact on them.
Well, that's the way we're able to have the student exchange program and get that going. And that's the way we're able to have, you know, all the other things that Rotary is involved with. And every time I think, oh, my gosh, there's another something that came up. And then generally right behind it, here comes Rotary.
Yep. It's a surprising when you think Rotary, you might think it's just a club. We meet and we have lunch. But we are helping with like, international exchange students. And polio. We are working really hard to eradicate polio in the world, and we're getting really close to that. So, you know, it helps with those here in the community and with the world. And so it's a great way to put that service above self and help everyone.
You know, the benefits of being in Rotary are hidden in plain sight. There's no secret knock or, you know, sliding the window and saying, oh, who wants to come in here? No secret handshakes, nothing like that.
Nothing like that. We are welcoming to all, so we'd be happy to have anyone come.
So you can connect you with a diverse group of professionals who share your drive to give back.
Yeah, it's great for leadership skills, too. If you are newer in your career or looking to expand your skills, it's a great opportunity to be a part of something and be able to be a part of the leadership of something and get those skills for leading a meeting, for planning an event, for working on fundraisers, to making decisions. So certainly a great way to push your career forward. And for me, you know, my day job is United Way, so it's great for me to connect to a lot of people in the community and share that story as well.
So the new location of Pizza Ranch, when did that decision come about? And have you already had meetings there?
We've had meetings there for about a month, I would say. Okay. So it's been a really good fit for us. We're enjoying it. And everybody's always surprised. Somebody will bring back something like, cookies. They have cookies. I missed the cookies. So we will have to, you know, train you on where the good stuff is. So...
yeah, so every Tuesday except the third Tuesday, you want to find out more about Sterling Noon Rotary, head over to Pizza Ranch. What time? At noon, of course.
Absolutely.
And, Rotary, service above self, and you can find out more about Rotary and see if Rotary is for you.
We'd be happy to have you.
Well, Carrie, thank you so much for the great information here on this Rotary Wednesday.
Thank you.